Our speaker is Ben Bailey.
Romans chapter 15 and verse 4 says, "The things that were written before time were written for our learning, that we, through patience and comfort of the Scriptures, might find hope." And thus, as we read God's Word, and as we look at examples of other people and their faith, we can grow, we can find comfort, and we can ultimately achieve that heavenly hope. As we study great Bible heroes in this series of lessons, please understand that we're not imitating people. We're imitating and seeing others in their faith, and we're learning from their good traits, and we're also learning from their downfalls on how to make ourselves more faithful Christians in the kingdom of God. The first in our series of great Bible heroes is the faith of Abraham. Abraham is one of those golden characters in the Bible whose faith is often held up. He was called a friend of God, and Romans 4 verse 22 says it was accounted to him for righteousness. Well, what is it that made Abraham such a great man of faith? Three things, really, stand out in Abraham's life. First, Abraham received and accepted the call of God. In Genesis chapter 12, verses 1 following, God says to Abraham, "Get out of your country, from your people, and to a new land or a new place that I'll show you. I'll make you great, I'll make you a blessing, and all those who follow you, in you all nations shall be blessed." And so Abraham is seen as one who received and accepted the call of God. Can you imagine the difficulty involved in that? If God said to you, "Get up, tomorrow you're moving, and I'm not going to tell you where you're going till you get there." Can you imagine a call like that? Well, we're not mystically receiving a call from God. We're not even receiving a call from the voice of God today in the sense that God is speaking to us. But God is calling people. 2 Thessalonians 2, verses 14 through 15, we're called by the gospel. Do we have the faith of Abraham to receive and accept the call that God places forth? Jesus said, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest." Do we have the commitment and the dedication, the faith like Abraham, to accept God's call and commit ourselves to following Him every day? Abraham is also seen as a great hero of the faith because of his righteousness. Abraham was a man of righteousness, a friend of God. Remember, Romans 4:22 says that Abraham's deeds were accounted to him for righteousness. Well, what deeds were those? Not only the following of God's call, Abraham was active in the battle of the kings. Abraham is seen as one who rescued his nephew Lot. And Abraham was a man of great faith and righteousness because when God said something, he was willing to fulfill or perform that. Prime example, Genesis chapter 22. God had made the promise to Abraham, "In you, all nations of the earth are going to be blessed." And he said, "It's going to come through your son Isaac." And then God turns around and says to him, "Take your son, your only son Isaac, that son of promise Abraham knew, take him up on Mount Moriah and sacrifice him." Now you talk about faith and a man who knew righteousness. Abraham was so committed to God that Hebrews chapter 11 tells us that he knew God so well and His command so well that if God did allow him to kill his son, He would raise him from the dead. He was a man who followed God and was a righteous person trying to do right. Abraham is also held up as a man who obeyed the voice of God. Genesis chapter 26, verse 5, God says of Abraham, "He obeyed my voice, kept my statutes and my commandments." Are we that type of people? Do we have the desire to be righteous and the desire to obey God to the full extent? The only way to be saved is to do exactly that. Jesus is the author of eternal salvation to all who obey Him. Hebrews 5, verses 8 and 9. But in our study of great Bible heroes, we also want to see that these people were human. From time to time, they did fall in sin. Abraham had a fault, and that fault was lying. Abraham would often say of Sarah that she wasn't his wife, she was his sister. He said that more than once in the book of Genesis. It progressed, and his son Isaac also had that same problem. And so, yes, these were real people. They were great Bible heroes, but they did fall short from time to time. We also today can be great people of faith, just like Abraham was, if we're willing to follow God, do what God says, and when we do sin, we're willing to make it right. Are you a person of faith? Have you obeyed the gospel? Have you decided to follow Jesus? The Bible teaches that to become a Christian, you've got to hear the Word of God. Romans 10:17. Having heard that Word, you must believe, have faith that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God. Hebrews 11:6. You must be willing to repent of your sins. Luke 13:3. And you must confess Jesus before men, just as they did in Romans 10:10. And ultimately, you must also be baptized in water for the forgiveness of your sins. Mark 16:16, Acts 2:38. May we look to the example of Abraham and have a faith that will lead us toward heaven.